What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 24 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. So, Paul Revere was riding, right? The lantern sequence was one if by land, two if by sea, and three if by Pinburg. So, the reason that you got up at, well, if you're in Arizona, at a super late 9 o'clock in the morning on December 3rd, 2016, to register your tickets, that date is finally upon us. Pinburg is coming up here very soon. They sold out 700 tickets in 10 minutes, and a couple months later, weeks later, whatever it was, they opened up another 100 slots and just chewed away at the wait list, and then the wait list was still like 200 some odd slots deep. So, but last year, you know, it wasn't even full. It wasn't even a full 700. Everybody that wanted to go, that was actually at the show, could get in, and we still had a few spots left open. But the trend is definitely picking up in the right direction. So this wasn't meant to be a Pinburg-specific show, so we'll just move the Pinburg stuff to the very beginning. So last year I took a few mental notes and was like, okay, these are things that I either need to pay attention to for next year or make sure that I do again because they really kind of are important. So here's the most important thing for most people, because we live on our phones quite a lot, and phones require battery, right? So there's two things you need to have, one of two things. You need to either have a charger and understand that you're going to sit by a wall, potentially away from your bank or whatever, or the second option is a battery pack. So you need to be able to charge your phone because all the banks are going to be available online, and last year that was mandatory. They didn't have a projector saying, oh, hey, here's where, you know, because you can't do that for 700 people, you know? So yes, some sort of secondary power source is super important because by the end of the first day, I was on like 8%. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go charge before this final bank. So yeah, that's important. And the second thing, which is probably physically most important, is your shoes. Make sure you have good, comfortable shoes because you're going to be standing a lot. The seating situation has improved over the last few years, and there's more chairs. 2016 had more chairs than previous years, and that was definitely noticed, and the attendees said, hey, thank you, kudos. So, but either way, you're going to be on your feet a lot for a couple days, hopefully three long days on your feet. You know, that's always a good thing, right? But yeah, you're definitely going to want some comfort. But to help yourself out even more, you're going to want to sit whenever you can. There's chairs everywhere unless you're in the middle area of the banks. And at that point, you just kind of got to wait until your bank is over and hopefully get a little break and get a little rest. And then maybe you won't be stuck in the center again for your next round. But either way, there's chairs everywhere. And I've heard funny stories of, like, you are literally not allowed to move the chairs because then you'll get in trouble. Not by the Pinburg or Replay FX folks, but the convention center has very strict rules on who's allowed to set things up and who's not allowed to move things. And yeah, so anyways, don't move the chairs. Sit in them as much as you can. Water bottle. Okay, so what I did last year is I brought a backpack, and it was very, very empty, but it was very, very useful because in there I had a water bottle, and I had some snacks, and I had some various odds and ends. And, you know, some people think that it was a little chilly in there, you know, so if you're the type that gets a little cool in most places, then bring a little light jacket or something like that, you know, for the early areas, early time of the day. And then, you know, when things warm up a little bit more, then just, you know, wear what's comfortable. But, you know, being Arizona folks, I think the standard dress code for most days around here is flip-flops, shorts, and t-shirt. And I'm just going to be substituting in comfortable shoes and then going with my regular getup. So, let's see. Yeah, so water bottle. Okay, so there's a couple water fountains within the area that we're going to be playing in. They're on either side, I think. When on the far side is, as I think of it, so the far side from where you actually come into the arena area, there's plenty of restrooms and water fountains over there, so that's not that big of a deal, but it is kind of a long walk, and if you're just like, man, I really need to drink right now, then that's a long way if you're on, you know, kind of in the center of the area. And you know, you're like, of course it's going to happen when you're playing an EM, and so it's going to be like 10 seconds, and then it's going to be your turn again. So just bring a water bottle, save yourself some time, and fill up whenever you can. Another good pointer that I kind of picked up on near the end of my first bank, so I didn't really miss out on anything, was take a picture of that score sheet at the end of your banks. There's no need not to. You know, it's not like you're trying to catch somebody in the act or whatever. It's just a good record to have. And I have no idea what happened to those sheets after they do all the data entry, but it never hurts. You know, just take the picture and be like, oh, hey, look, yeah, I did great on this game, and, oh, yeah, this one that I own, yeah, I wish I played like I normally did on that one. But either way, you know, so just take a picture and have it, and it's a cool collection of 10 pictures or so when you're all done with it, so. Last tip for Pinburg. Get a good seat for finals for the A Division, because it's quite a show. They have a stage, and they have TVs for, or they have monitors, I should say. They have monitors showing the playfield of each one of the machines. Last year they were a little bit low to be able to see, like they were in between the banks and in between the machines a little bit. They were a little slightly elevated. What I'd really love to see is like a big projector, or maybe two, way up above. And then, because there was only ever two groups really going on that people were like paying attention to. Granted, you know, earlier in the day everything was kind of busy, but later in the day when there was two groups going and then the final group, like everybody was really focused on certain areas, and so having that being displayed, that would be really cool. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but that's definitely something that I requested when they were looking for feedback. Okay, so goals this year. So last year I made C finals and I lost in the first round on a very forgettable performance on Ghostbusters, which is kind of tragic because I own that machine, and I should have done a lot better. Really, all I needed to do was, like, not suck in A mode, and I would have probably won, actually. But, yeah, nobody knew how to play the game except for me, and nobody sucked at the game except for me. So that's just the way it went. I think the high score was, like, maybe 60 million, and the other two middle scores were in, like, the low to mid-20s. And I was like 7 or 8 million. I'm like, oh my god, just hit that shot. But it didn't happen. So either way, so goal for this year is make it into C. See, here's the thing. I don't know if I want to get B and fight and get crushed and get more points, or make C and fight and like potentially go into the finals and get another check. I don't know. I really don't know what I want. I think I'd rather just make the finals and, you know, do a little bit better than last year. But we'll see how it goes. There's more players this year, there's more notoriety, who knows what the range is going to be. We'll see. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very excited for this. Let's see. Oh yeah, so this one's a little bit of a fun thing, and I actually don't know that I finished my full list, but I have, I would like to finish ahead of these individuals. Nate Shivers, Tommy Skinner, Taylor Reese, Kevin Ryan, Ryan Wanger, Kayla Greet, Jack Danger, Josh Sharp, Zoe Vrabel, Jessica DiNardo, Jeff Rivera, Steve Bowden, Nick Lane, Kevin Manny. And, Bowen is not on that list because Bowen is the tournament director, and so he doesn't play. So, but if you know what that list is, that is the list of pinball podcasters. So I think I can finish... I think I can do better than 6 of those 14 names. That's my goal. We'll see how that goes. But either way, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I was just like, you know what? There's a pretty good range of skills as far as the podcasters go, and I don't know. This is a competitive setting, so I'll just put a list together and see how I do. So yeah, shoot for 6 out of 14, and we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Alrighty, so recently there were some updates with Tucson Pinball. We swapped out F-14 for Police Force. Police Force came home to get a little love and a little bit of maintenance that's kind of a chore to do on-site. It's a lot easier when you can just kind of open up a machine and leave it open if you have to. So F-14 was well-received at League. We brought that out there right before our last League event. It's a System 11, and that's really... I like that wheelhouse, right? So, simple strategies, but hard enough to not get old. You know, it's kind of like, well, and I did a stream on testing out the three strategies that I could come up with, whether it was multi-ball all day, build your bonus, and do the extra ball type of thing. And I gotta say, the extra ball thing is just, it's so unreliable, but it's also not point heavy, so it's really, you know, not super worth going for, and extra balls would be turned off in tournaments anyway, so it's really just a kind of a fun trick to do, and find it kind of a fun skill set to just kind of work on. So building the bonus up, you can get over a million a ball just in bonus. But while you're working on that, you're probably going to luck into multi-ball, you know, locks or whatever, even when you are just trying to build your bonus. So I found that just going for multi-ball kind of tended to be the best overall thing, at least, you know, in my limited experience so far. So, Police Force is going to get freshened up a little bit, and then we'll just kind of wait to rotate things out. And that's kind of a cool milestone that we've accomplished within Tucson Pinball at the moment, is both Robert Whip and myself, we both have enough machines now that we can keep one in the queue and, you know, work on it or just wait to swap it out or whatever. And then we can do that. We can each cycle a machine between either our locations or from one we've got that we've been working on or whatever. And so I think that's going to go a long ways in helping to keep things fresh, because that's kind of an important thing, just, you know, keeping things fresh. And because, you know, the same lineup over and over and over again tends to get stale. And same thing with some machines, you know. I don't think anybody would miss Mario if it never showed up ever again. But I got to tell you, it's getting played quite a lot at Lazy Days. So, you know, it's really about finding which customer base really enjoys to play what machines, you know. Mario Brothers at our tournaments was just, you know, do that clockwise loop over and over and over all day. But, you know, on location at Lazy Days, it's not the same environment. It's people playing Mario, and that's quite a license, quite a world to be in. So, yeah, that was kind of cool. Okay, and so the last topic is a little bit of humble bragging, and I don't know, I don't really do that. I don't really like to do anything that draws attention to myself. But anyways, I came into a very interesting situation here recently. I won 3 events in a row. So I won a bi-weekly, first time in a very long time that I'd won a bi-weekly. I won a Super League, which was the first time I'd ever won a Super League. And then I also won a regular Tucson Pinball League. I won one of those events. And I think that pooled together got me, I don't know, like 11 points, 9 points, something like that. So it moved me from 34th to 22nd in the state, and then from 1450 to 1280 in the IFPA World Rankings. So that put me 15 points away from cracking the top K. And that was a goal of mine at the end of, what was it, 2016, I think? And I didn't quite get there. And now I'm just like, I could try to find 15 points by the end of the year, right? You know, I was looking at my scorecard going, oh, they're in there somewhere, they're in there somewhere. So, but I told myself, you know, 2017 was not going to be a year that I really chased everything. You know, I was going to, you know, spend a few more weekends home with the kids and kind of enjoy that a little bit more. But not to say that I'm not going to do tournaments or anything, but just I wasn't going to chase around too much. You know, so either way, but now I'm just like, oh, I'm right on the doorstep again. What am I going to do? So you know what the plan is? The plan is for me to come in 39th in Pinburg, because last year at Pinburg, 39th place got 15 points, and that's all I need, and then I'll be in the top 1,000, and that's it, right? So 39 out of 800. What's plan B? Plan B is yet to be determined. So either way, that was just kind of funny, you know, just... I don't know. It was like, I went on a roll, and then I was like, all right, well, this can't keep going. So, you know, it'll be one and, you know, winning the league. Okay, that was cool. And then I was like, oh, hey, I might win Super League. Oh, hey, I won Super League. You know, and then I was just like, oh, my goodness. So that was kind of funny. Actually, I was most not impressed. That's not the right word. The thing I enjoyed most about winning Super League is having the opportunity to take a picture with the Growler, because that was kind of, that's the thing with Super League. When you win, you get to take a picture with the Growler, and it's got to be kind of a goofy thing. It's not a real, like, you know, it's not a trophy to be like, woohoo, you know, you raise it up like the Stanley Cup. no, it's a big glass jug and you want to put beer in it. And so it's got to be a little silly, you know? So so anyway, I got my chance to take my goofy picture with the growler, and that was probably the most fun portion of winning the Super League. So yeah, so that's it. Oh, speaking of stuff within Tucson Pinball, I redid the webpage a little bit. So now the front page is more of like an about page, and it shows our locations and our hours. And I put a cool little scrolling slideshow thing, thanks to Derek. We got to chatting about that, you know, WordPress type stuff. So there's a slideshow scrolling several of the machines we have on location. I haven't taken pictures of everything like that. But yeah, I'm kind of excited. What I want to do like a single picture of each person that's won Super League. Probably not on the homepage, maybe more on like the Super League page, so it has a little bit of context behind it. But and then I created a new post page, post blog, something like that. So I think I'm going to call it blog. No, I don't remember. But either way, the homepage no longer is the dump area for all these podcasts and Super League winner pictures. It's a little bit more easy to say, hey, yeah, check out the webpage, go to dosomepinball.com, and then people won't be like, what's all this audio stuff? You know, it'll actually be like, oh, hey, information, let's go play pinball at these places and these times. So just kind of something that I probably should have done in the beginning, but I'm not a webpage person, so, you know, whatever. Just kind of, I wing a lot of stuff, so we just kind of were winging the webpage too. So that's all I got written down. Show notes are over. If you're going to Pittsburgh, I shall see you there. If you are one of those 14 people I listed, you have a target on your back, and I'm shooting high. I'm going for the Jack Dangers and Josh Sharpers of the world. And that's it. Party on.
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth!
It's Wayne's World!